From the open source, it's Talkin' Game, St. Louis's youth sports show. And now, here's your host, Bonita Cornutes.
27 million kids and adults are playing the hoops. Basketball is the second most popular sport in the nation. And this is Talking Game, and I'm your host, Bonita Cornute. Some of our old friends are back in the studio. We'll talk to them in a minute.
There's a veterinary hospital in St. Louis's Central West End that really cares about your pets. The Central West End Veterinary Hospital at Lyndall and Sarah has been taking care of St. Louis pets for years. In addition to first-class wellness services, CWE Vet offers a variety of specialized surgical services to ensure the best care for your pets. There's CWE Vet Dental Care to help maintain your pet's healthy smile. If your pet has an unusual growth or mass, timely removal and biopsy can be an important step for your pet's health. CWE Vet is committed to their well-being. They'll benefit from expert spay and neuter services, contributing to their health and longevity. Orthopedic Solutions on Site is for pets facing orthopedic challenges. CWE Vet is there to support your pet's mobility and comfort. Schedule a consultation today to explore how they tailor services to meet your pet's unique needs. Contact Central West End Veterinary Hospital, Lyndall and Sarah. Visit CWEVet.com. That's CWEVet.com.
Cord Areola and Mike Dunn are back. What's happening? How y'all doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm just fine, just fine. We're here to talk about the Larry Hughes Basketball Academy. Gentlemen, what's going on? What do you have coming up?
Well, first off, again, Benita, thank you for having us. We really appreciate the time that we do have on air. Mm-hmm. You know, the more people we can reach out to, the more athletes that we can reach out to, the better. So we really appreciate you guys having us on here.
Not a problem.
So what's going on at LHBA? So we are getting into our busy season. Obviously, the basketball seasons of the younger athletes are kind of dwindling down, getting into the playoffs and stuff like that. So unfortunately, you know, there's only one winner in those games. So the others, you know, go home and try to come back next year and try to get to the same spot or even further on down the road. So what's going on at LHBA is we are getting into our summer camp season. So from the months of May, June, July, and then going into August, we are starting our week-long summer camps from all ages, third through eighth grade. And with each summer camp, we are going into, you know, pretty much everything under the sun that deals with basketball.
So it's a 1 week period, a 1 week block of time that the camp runs.
Yes, ma'am. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And you're registering now? This is the time to for people to step up to register.
Yes, you can register online at LHBASTL.com. From there, you'll look for the events page at both of our academies, LHBA West and South. And then you'll be able to register at the facility that you would like. What's different about this summer is we're running a camp. We'll have a camp every single week for the entirety of the summer at both locations. So we're really opening our doors to, you know, the whole city of St. Louis to be able to come and enjoy camp really any week that they would like.
Could I do it 2-3 weeks consecutively? Like I could just keep coming back, maybe through the whole summer.
We do have some athletes that have been with us, you know, since we have been open at the South location, and I'm sure at the West location as well. So we do have some of those families that really enjoy what we do at the academies, and some of those families do sign their kids up almost every single camp that we do have.
Oh, wow. Well, that keeps them busy. It keeps the children busy, for sure, if parents, you know, are looking for an activity. Sometimes that tends to be the issue, I think, when you've got children. How do you keep them busy the entire summer before, between the school year, you know, not just 1 week, 2 weeks. Then you have to start looking for babysitters or whatnot. But it's good that they have this option. Describe the kind of training that the young people go through. It's not just dribbling. It's not just shooting balls. There's more to it.
So we do a good job as far as covering all the bases that we need to throughout each day of the week. But every camp is essentially themed. So we'll have a ball handling camp, then a shooting camp the following week. Then the week after that will be a 3-on-3 themed week. We have an all-girls camp too as well. But within that, we structure it to where in the morning time, we're doing stations, different ball handling skills and drills, rather. And then in the afternoon, we really open it up to the competition element. So we'll do various basketball competition drills, and then we'll mix in some dodgeball as well.
Dodgeball.
You can play dodgeball right after lunch and kind of let the kids get a break from basketball and kind of be a kid within the gym. And then on Fridays, we have a little surprise for our campers, whether that is a water balloon fight, a water guns, and we have a field out to the side, and we're able to use that and just really have fun with the campers after a hard work week of camp.
Wow. Well, that makes it more than just sort of a mental exercise experience. In addition to the physical that goes into dribbling and shooting, there's that mental thing that you have to keep in mind. But the fact that you may give them a chance to just sort of release that pressure with dodgeball.
Definitely.
And what'd you say, water balloons?
Water balloons, yes. We get about 200 to 300 water balloons, and we'll fill them up right after lunch, and then we'll have to hide them from the campers, so we got to keep them focused while we finish up camp. And then we'll gather everyone together, and then we'll say, hey, we're going outside. And next thing they know, they just see water balloons in a big bucket. We'll line them up, and then we'll play.
I bet they go crazy.
A lot of fun.
Definitely,
yes.
Definitely. Yeah.
I guess they go crazy.
And especially... we know, you know, not all the athletes that do sign up are at that competitive level as well. So we absolutely try to mix in a lot of fun for the campers. For those that are, you know, having trouble doing some of the drills that we lay out, you know, for them to have fun, there may be other ways for that to happen. So this is where we engage and bring these other activities, just like the water balloons, the dodgeballs. We might even do some soccer balls as well. Kids love soccer within the area, obviously. So, you know, anything that we can add to or provide for the athletes to make them feel comfortable under our roof and let them have fun and really make new friends, enjoy themselves while they are under our roof.
Have you seen any of the young people over the years grow into... they'd probably be at high school level by the if you started this 4 years ago, you might have some at high school level. Do you see any promise in any of the older kids that have come through the camp as young children? Now they've moved up and they're into a different level of play.
Yes. So a couple of our athletes, obviously we start them very young with our new Little Ballers program that we can actually get into a little later in this podcast. But we have had some of those athletes grow within our facilities and now are playing college basketball, some within the area at MoBAP, Missouri Baptist, Fontbonne, and then some that leave us and, you know, go play in the likes of, is it Avila University, Central Christian Brothers College, and then a couple I can't really come to, but... Yeah. There are a couple of athletes that have shown promise within our program and have stepped up and made it to that jump to the next level. Mm-hmm.
But it's not necessary that it's not necessarily your mission to produce pro ballers.
No, if that was the mission of the Larry Hughes Basketball Academy to essentially, we want everybody to make it to the NBA, then our jobs, you know, wouldn't be that successful, obviously. Mm-hmm. We know there's maybe 400 athletes in the NBA, and then that gets a little broader to maybe about 2,000, 4,000.
European.
In the overseas, possibly. Then there's the G League, the new TBL system.
Okay.
And then, so, obviously, the number from middle school, high school, college, to the professional level dwindles substantially. So... yes, we want to build the best athletes that we can on the floor, but we'd also love to build great people outside of our facilities as well. Because yes, we can teach them, you know, how to dribble with the right hand, how to go between the legs, but, you know, teaching them responsibility, communication, how to handle adversity, those concepts would definitely go a lot further than, you know, what we can teach in basketball.
And one of the coolest, but one of the coolest and one of the most enjoyable things that we have about our organization is that some of the our athletes or former athletes that grew up in the program are now employed with us. So we have a few that have started in the skills and drills class, grew up, played on our teams, our travel ball teams, went through high school, went through college, and then they came back and wanted to come on board and be on the other side of, you know, the class, which is more so the skill we call our staff skill developers. And so they are, they have become a skill developer and are now teaching and sharing the knowledge that they learned from us years ago, have now been able to go on the other side and then spew that same knowledge back to the young athletes.
Staff skill developers,
yes,
is what you call them.
Usually there's combined with trainers, but we like to call them skill developers.
Wow.
And so they're developing the skills, the on-the-court skills, and then also, like Court alluded to, the off-the-court skills. So the leadership, communication, et cetera.
Have you seen any of them maybe leave basketball and are showing leadership skills and strength in areas outside of sports?
So some of our skill developers, obviously, they do have other jobs. Some of them are teachers and coaches elsewhere. So one of our skills developers, he is actually a teacher, and he has been away in Spain, actually, you know, developing, teaching English to those students in Spain, kind of through a school. I'm not really sure how to put it, but a kind of away from school or
study abroad
type of deal. And he has been there, this whole school year. He's actually coming back visiting this week and then throughout the summer to, again, help us through those summer camps, because with the amount of athletes that do come in, obviously we do need a lot of staff on board. So to answer your question, yes, we do have some of our skills developers or some of our staff stepping outside of the basketball realm and ending up either in the classroom, possibly in some boardrooms later on down the future, for sure.
I think that's the whole goal. It sounds like really that's what the goal is, not to make NBA players, but to really make good people who can lead in our community no matter what field they might be involved in.
Obviously, you know, as a coach teaching the youth, you know, they are the ones looking up to us, listen to the instruction that we are giving them. So obviously, in order to work with kids, we look to hire those that are able to, you know, be responsible, being able to lead a skills group, and going further. Obviously, great people to lead the youth.
Absolutely.
Under our facility.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Stop smoking, lose weight, stop worrying, find peace of mind. Changing behavior is tough. You've tried it many times. Well, there is help. Renowned psychiatrist George Hewlett developed a method of self-hypnosis and guided meditation that has helped many people. His method is now available online. Presented by the Worldwide Talent Group, these meditations are available wherever you listen to music. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, YouTube, it's there. Stop smoking, lose weight, find peace, avoid panic attacks, and more. Simply Google Worldwide Talent Group Meditations. In approximately 15 minutes, you may begin to feel some relief. See the tremendous list of meditations. Search Worldwide Talent Group Meditations. That's Worldwide Talent Group Meditations. And feel better.
This is Talking Game, and I'm your host, Bonita Cornute. You said something earlier, you didn't call it baby ballers, but they...
Our new little ballers program.
Little ballers. What is that all about?
So...
You're starting real young.
Very young, very young, yes. So, basically, when the toddlers are able to walk to 5 years old, we are teaching them basic basic body movements, you know, learning how to jump, learning how to run and skip, learning how to be social with other kids as well. Not only is it just the athletes themselves, but their parents also get to join us within that hour every Wednesday as well. So not only are we teaching them, you know, life development skills, but also there's a chance to bond with the families as well.
Oh, that must be fun, all these little kids running. Yeah, well, they're not really running around. It sounds like you have a controlled situation, but little kid, toddler age, learning certain things.
Yes, ma'am. We have just started it this past January 24th.
Okay.
We are currently in our first session. It is a six-week-long session, mm-hmm. every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Right now, we have a substantially decent group, about 10 athletes,
uh-huh.
obviously with the parents,
how's
brings it up
going?
To 20. Honestly, it has been working out a lot better than I had expected, being the coach leading the whole session,
uh-huh.
kind of stepping out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously I've coached at Lindenwood, you know, coaching young athletes about 10 years now. Going to the younger, very, very young baby ballers, it has definitely been a treat, I would say. Because
uh-huh.
waking up every morning, you know, you're coming in to the basketball gym to train athletes, but now you're training younger kids,
yeah.
little babies, I would say, you know, to basically do the normal functions of an athlete, you know, being able to jump, being able to squat properly, switching positions, you know, learning how to catch the basketball, learning how to roll the basketball. So keeping those athletes, you know, engaged for those 45 minutes. And then again, here comes the fun aspect. We have about 15 to 20 minutes at the end where the athletes just go out and, you know, if they want to shoot hoops, they can. We have our little Tykes basketballs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We set up a little basketball court, obstacle course with our box jumps where they can climb and then slide down. We've definitely added mats for them to crawl in. We have a massive, it's a floating pool basketball where we throw the little balls and athletes are able to jump in, dunk it, kind of swim with a massive pool of balls around.
Oh, that sounds fun. Sounds like the perfect opportunity to get them interested in sports,
yes.
and basketball.
I'm glad you said that, because obviously there's some way the athletes get interested in sports, whether it's through their older siblings, through their parents. So what a great way for us to catch them very, very young in the Little Ballers program, bring them up into the Skills and Drills program, bring them up through either the competitiveness of private training, small groups, and then hopefully, you know, we get them from the very start when they love in sports all the way to the end of their high school, college, professional career.
Phenomenal. Absolutely. Well, Mike, are you teaching any of the baby ballers?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Hopefully we debut this program out at South.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will be moving over to West. We're still kind of piecing together last minute things,
okay.
and details. But definitely to kind of overarch and summarize, of course, that any of our newer parents out there with toddlers, maybe you're not sure what to do with them during the day,
mm-hmm.
You can always come join us every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., only at LHBA South for right now. And just being able to get your child out there, you get to spend time with them, and then you get to put them in a new element that they've never been able to be in yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's interaction that they get, it's a second to none. So hopefully we're building up the excitement for you guys, and you can come join us. We'd love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And it's good that parents are there to help keep things on track. Because I can just see some toddler running off this way and you'd have to go get them when the other kids are on that side of the room.
It's definitely organized chaos, as they would say.
That's what I'm envisioning.
As they would say, yes.
That's what I could picture.
But like I said, it's been a treat. It's definitely worked out a lot better than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly am now looking forward to those Wednesday mornings with the Little Ballers.
Absolutely. Well, how do you apply if you're interested in any of these camps?
You can log on to our website, lhbastl.com. That is our landing page. From there, you'll get to choose which facility is closest to you, whether it is Fenton or Chesterfield. And then from there, you'll be on the homepage of the individual website of each facility, and you'll look for the events tab. Once you get to that events tab, all of our camps will pop up. We even have a little dedicated section of our website to the Little Ballers as well. So everything that we discussed over the past couple of minutes here recently, all of that is available online for your viewing as well.
Clearly, you guys know what to sell, how to sell it. You know, you really are on top of it. I'm impressed. What's your staff like? How many people do you have on staff?
So combined, I would say we have about 30 to 40 staff.
Wow.
And I say combined, skills developers, managers, and then our operations as well.
Wow. This is a major operation, then. It's not just a camp.
No, definitely not a camp. This is absolutely, and it is not only in St. Louis as well. We also have other locations in California, Philadelphia, Bloomington, Illinois, and we are hopefully Basketball Training Systems is soon to open one in Texas as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, I tell you, I'm impressed, and certainly always happy to see you in the studio here with us, Cord Areola and Mike Dunn of the Larry Hughes Basketball Academy. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bonita. Thank you so much. We appreciate you having us.
Of course. Now, to listen to the first episode about the Larry Hughes Basketball Academy or any other Talking Game shows, go to TalkingGameSTL.com. I'm your host, Bonita Cornute. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to share this episode.